Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 22. We've been here for many weeks, but as I told my assistant, I am not in a hurry at all, because all we're going to do is go right back and preach through the book of Revelation, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, here a little and there a little, in totally different ways. We're going to go right back and preach through all of the second coming verses in different ways. I'm not in a hurry. And we some of us have this spirit, we want to race through the Bible when the Bible is not going through us. And we need for the Bible to go through us. We don't need more knowledge. We need more obedience to the Word of God. Amen, somebody. Look where you are. And so turn your Bibles to Revelation 22, verse 10. And by the grace of God, I'll be preaching in your hearing the free state of glory. And with everybody standing out of respect for the Word of God. Part 42, the guarantor of the glory. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. And I just thought about it. I'm missing a quote on the verse I'm getting ready to read. I've been thinking before this message for the past several weeks. I have been fixated on this next verse. Go ahead and get that now. For this verse right here, verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega. And just put it near the bottom. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Ladies and gentlemen, this verse means a lot. And it means far more than I ever thought it meant. Now I know more and more why Paul kept pointing people to Jesus, the educated Paul. You may be seated, because I'm already preaching. The educated Paul. Wordsby will be fine. On this particular verse, the educated Paul, the smart Paul, the dedicated Paul, the wise Paul. Paul read back and said, I have determined not to know anything but Christ and him crucified. Are you there yet? Paul was convinced, after being knocked off his horse by Jesus, that never left him. Paul knew that once you trust Christ as Savior, you have everything you need to make it in this life. You don't need Plato. You don't need Aristotle. You don't need religion. Amen, somebody. You don't need philosophy. You don't need the wisdom of men. Paul said, I have determined not to know anything among you except Christ and him crucified. That included, of course, his death, burial, and his resurrection. The gospel. Specifically with this verse, I want you to help me with back there in the back. The free state of glory, part 42, the guarantor of the glory, his name is Jesus. Salvation through Jesus Christ, my friend, and I'm going to say something profound here, but you're going to miss it. I already know that. And that is, Jesus Christ is everything. Everything you need in life and eternity is found in this man named Jesus. You want a happy life on earth? Jesus. You want peace on earth? Jesus. You want joy in your life always, even though family members are being shot down and children are going astray and you're being betrayed by your own best friend, Jesus. Every emotion you've ever had, Jesus already had it. Every feeling you ever had, Jesus already had it. Every feeling of threat and being falsely accused, and as the old folks used to say, folks scandalizing your name, Jesus already went through it. They lied on Jesus so much they started to believe it themselves. Everything you think you're going through, your Savior has already gone through it. Every temptation that you are facing right now, Jesus already faced it for you, before you. I'm here to tell you, beloved, and you're going to miss this too, Jesus is somebody. He is somebody special. Over the past 8 messages, we have explored the implications of verse 12, where Jesus says when he returns, his reward is with him to give every man as his work shall be. May I say to you, beloved, tonight that God, Jesus, they are watching you. They are watching how you serve him. They are watching how you are doing your little job for the kingdom. Watch it. Watch that. Don't do that. Just focus on what you need to do. Back in the back. God, Jesus, is watching you. And God is not like a human supervisor watching over your shoulder. He can see right through your heart. He can see right through your mind. He can see right through your soul and spirit. He can see whether or not you are serving him respectfully and gladly. He can see whether or not you're just doing something so that you can get through with it. That your mind is someplace else instead of being on him. What a supervisor. God does not just look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. He can see right through you. He knows if you're a hypocrite, a phony, and a fake. He knows whether or not you're a tare or pure wheat. I have dubbed them the tares in the church. I believe more problems, more hell has been kept up in the church because people have never been born again. They have no clue why they're there and what they're doing there. Lost as a goose in the Kentucky Derby, but in church and religious, and the loudest ones, I call them the terrorists. Dr. Warren Wiersbe said, the truth found in this name, Alpha and Omega, is not only that Jesus is eternal God and reveals the Father to us, but also that he is sufficient for every need that we have. I want you to hang your hat right there. I want you to mark that down. If you are one of those who, how we used to do when we first got saved, you know how we did. We had a Bible and we had a highlighter and we had a pen and we had a notebook. We took notes when we first got saved. You know it. You remember. If you're still that way, go ahead and highlight that right there. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Just that statement. The truth found in this name, Alpha and Omega, is not only that Jesus Christ is eternal God and reveals the Father to us, but also that he is sufficient for every need that we have. That's why I said in the beginning, Jesus is somebody. I know you didn't get it, but one day hopefully you will. We might say of a wealthy man, he has everything from A to Z. Everything. So, beloved, it is not your degree or degrees. It is not how talented you are. It is not how beautiful you are. It's not how sweet you are. It's not about you at all. It's not about the good work that you do. You're not an A to Z individual like Jesus. And you never will be. Most of us barely have a C. Some of us are D, and that's all we've got. Some of us have F's. Very few of us have A's. But Jesus is the entire alphabet. Can somebody say amen? He's everything. As I said in the beginning, Jesus is somebody. I know you're not getting that, because you have put Jesus in your little box somewhere. But he is somebody. All you need, when I listen to me very carefully, when I tell you that all you need is Jesus, I mean that thing. So, but don't we need this? Don't we need a certain kind of job? Don't we need a certain kind of house? Don't we need a certain kind of car? Don't we need a certain kind of husband? Don't we need a certain kind of wife? Don't we need a certain kind of education? Don't I need to be a part of this sorority or this fraternity? Don't I need to get the hookup with so-and-so and all of that? No, here's what you need, my friend. The main thing you need is hook up with Jesus. In a very good sense. My daughter's, my oldest daughter's life verse is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. Put Jesus first. Jesus first. Jesus first and foremost. Love him back. Trust in him. Obey him. Do what he tells you to do. His mother knew. His mother understood. When they ran out of wine at the wedding, his mother knew what the deal was. That was her boy. That was her son. No doubt, maybe 18 to 20 something years older than he is, but whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Amen, somebody. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, I commend to you, my dear friends. I highly recommend you do it. Jesus is the only somebody who said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" You call me Lord and you say right. For I am that I am. I am God, Emmanuel, God with us. My, Jesus is somebody. He's all you need. When the old saints say he's all you need, he's telling you the truth. You say, "Well, what about the people out in Las Vegas? What about the people in New Orleans tonight? What about the Harvey people? What about the Irma people?" All they need is Jesus. Andre Crouch wrote before he went to heaven, "Jesus is the answer for the world today. There is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. And there is no other. Jesus is the way." Can somebody say amen? About 8 years ago, I believe it was, maybe less, 5 years ago, that was our theme song. We sung it every night for over 100 nights straight. And it still stands true today. Jesus is the answer. He is the beginning, my beloved, and the ending. He is all you need. You may get a husband, but you still need Jesus. And by the way, Jesus is not your boyfriend, and Jesus is not your husband, and Jesus is not your wife, and Jesus is not your mother. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus is God. Stop trying to put Jesus in your little basket. He transcends all of that in all of us and the world. Amen, somebody. Jesus is everything. When you get Jesus, you get everything. When you believe on him, you get everything. The world and eternity. Everything you need, you can find in Jesus. That's not a little saying. That's not some sanctimonious statement. That's true. A to Z. Amen, somebody. A to Z. The Greeks would say he has everything from Alpha to Omega and everything in between. Jesus is somebody. Jesus is somebody. When Jesus says he is Alpha and Omega, he is saying, "I am sufficient for everything. Make no mistake about it. I am God. Emmanuel, God with us." And when you have God, my beloved, you have everything. Nothing is missing. I am all that you need. You say, preacher, but I'm going home tonight to cold sheets. That's exactly what you need to do. But I need a warm body, preacher. I need a man. I need a woman. Apparently you don't at this time. Go in there and take yourself a cold shower and cool yourself down. I recall a pastor's wife was trying to help a young lady out. And the young lady was trying to whore around with the men in the church. And the old pastor said, let me tell you something. I have a suggestion for you. I'm trying to help you, but I'll put you out of here if you keep on trying to whore around with the men in the church. And here's my suggestion to you. Honey, go and take a cold shower and chill yourself out. And you need to go back to your husband and stop running from your responsibilities, because you can't have your way. But you're not going to do that here, I assure you. Because these women around here have you hanging from your toes if you mess with their husband or their sons. And she said it with a straight face. And she said to her, am I clear? And the young lady said, yes, ma'am. She put the fear of God in her. So get yourself straight and go take a cold shower and lay your behind down on some cold sheets. Tell me, I need this and I need that. All you need, baby, is Jesus. And no, he's not your husband. And no, he is not your boyfriend. So stop saying that. Threatening Jesus, threatening God. If you don't bring me a man, I'm going to commit fornication and I'm going to do some nasty things. No, no, your heart is not right. Your heart is not right with Jesus. Because Jesus will give you everything you need. He'll give you grace to go through that. And he knows that you're not ready. You're not ready. That's why you're not married. You're not ready, and you know you're not ready. Your mother knows you're not ready. Your father knows you're not ready. The last thing on earth you need to do is get married and mess up some man's life or some woman's life with your foolishness. If you're single right now, tonight, that's not Jesus' fault. That is your fault. You're not ready. Within 2 or 3 months, you'll be calling your mother and calling your father. I can't take this. Take what? This thing called marriage. I can't take it. I got to come back. No, you can't come back. In the words of Samuel Madison, you're acting juvenile. You pull your big girl drawers up. Your big boy drawers up and you stay put. And you act like an adult. And you trust in Jesus, because marriage will make you cling to Jesus. Amen, somebody. And that's what's wrong with most marriages. They don't understand that it's about the Alpha and Omega, not them. It's about Jesus. The only somebody who can hold your marriage together is Jesus. Not you, not some counselor, not some book. The 8 things you ought to do to keep your marriage together. Perish the thought. Leave those books alone. Because first of all, you're not married to his wife. And you're not married to her husband. 2 different individuals. Only Jesus can hold your marriage together. He is the Alpha and Omega. Only Jesus can help you raise your children. You can read all the books you want to read, Dr. Spock and Dr. Know-Nothing, all you want. You better do what Jesus tells you to do. He is everything. Jesus is somebody. Over the past 8 messages, beloved, we have explored the implications of verse 12, where Jesus says, when he returns, his reward is with him to give every man as his work shall be. We know that reward means the just recompense for the deeds we do while alive, a prize for the saved, and punishment for the unsaved. My God, help people to take you seriously. All believers will receive the blessing of heaven and eternal life with God, but as we have seen, there will also be special rewards for faithful service, cheerful service to God Almighty, doing the little things. We have looked at the 5 heavenly crowns, but there are sure to be other blessings as well, because the Bible says, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him, if you will, love him back, because God first loved you. Are you loving him back? Because Jesus says something else. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen, somebody. If you love me, keep my commandments. Be obedient. Be faithful. So, beloved, despite these great promises, it is easy to lose hope in this world of terrorism and killing and murder and raping. The trials of our current condition can dim our perspective on the state of glory that we are destined to inhabit. How can we be happy when supposedly a crazy man breaks out 2 windows on you and starts shooting you while you're sitting down taking in a concert? How can we not lose hope when day after day, week after week, we're hit with major hurricanes like we've never seen before? How can we not grow weary in well-doing, as some have? Through my preaching, by the grace of God, we get just as many people coming back to Jesus who had already gotten saved someplace as we do people getting saved for the first time. Why? Because people get weary in well-doing. I know a young lady, my daughter, Danita Evangeline White, a missionary now. At one point in her Christian life, she got weary in well-doing. She worked harder than anybody else to help me in the ministry. But she got weary in well-doing. And I wonder the devil would try to fight her and discourage her. And she was down for a while, but she was not out. For as I speak right now tonight, she's in a foreign land doing missionary work for the glory of God. And you know I am a proud preacher papa. I am beside myself at what God has done, at what Emmanuel has done, and what the Alpha and Omega has done in her life, to move her, to motivate her, to volunteer to be a missionary. And she's also serving in this ministry and in the church. And I give God the glory. But she got at one point weary in well-doing. And that's what happens to many Christians. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at the many people who are saved, but they have gotten knocked out of the race, discouraged, bamboozled, run amok, defeated, sad, need somebody to come over and help them, but they are so proud they won't ask for help. Lying in bed in a fetal position, sending out happy face images, trying to make everybody else think they're happy, and they're not. We can do this, beloved, if we keep our eyes on the prize. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, who speaks of himself in verse 13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am everything. My God, I am everything. I am somebody. I am that I am. I am Emmanuel, God with you. What do you need? I've got it. You need comfort? I'm there. You need to be delivered from temptation? I'm there. You need a bowl of rice and beans to eat? I'm there. You don't have to have a steak every night. I said I would meet your need, not all of your wants. If I did that, you wouldn't even serve me, some of you. You'd be an F on the long line. Only concerned about food. Jesus, beloved, is the guarantor of the glory. Can somebody say amen and mean it? Dr. John Walford, I got some folks listening to me right now sitting down in Starbucks in another city. God bless you. Say amen right there in Starbucks. Take a sip of coffee and say amen. And then watch the people turn around at you. What's going on? They might say, I want to be a part of that party. But Dr. Walford, the theologian, a smart man, a wise man, said about this powerful, but powerful statement, but one that we just are so used to. He's the Alpha and Omega. This is big stuff, man. This big time. When you're Alpha and Omega, that's big time. You are everything. From A to Z. Everything. Jesus could have done what we foolishly have done. We walked around and beat our chest on, I am somebody. And all of that. But Jesus could have, he said that and really meant it. He could have said, I am somebody. You need to get with me. You need to know me. You need to trust in me. And he said that in so many words, but he didn't say it in an arrogant and proud way like we have said it. Dr. Walford said, once again, Christ describes himself as the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. He is the beginning and the end. He is before all creation, and he will continue to exist after the present creation is destroyed. He is somebody. He is the eternal one. My God, help us. Our eternal reward is guaranteed because he is eternal. He's the guarantor of everything. He doesn't need all state. Amen, somebody. They try to act like the little hands coming out the sky like they're going to take care of everything. Right now, they're denying folk money that they deserve. Don't you get mad with me, all state. The good hands people, the umbrella people, travelers, and insurance. Jesus does not need an insurance company. I guarantee it all. Everything. Everything. It's going to be all right. Because I am that I am. I guess that's kind of like saying, I am somebody. A little bit different. But I am that I am means I'm God. I'm everything. Trust in me. Depend upon me. It will be all right. And I have some witnesses. Oh, I have some. Oh, I have some witnesses, my beloved. I is one. I can call pastor after pastor, deacon after deacon, mother on the motherboard after mother on the motherboard who will tell you Jesus is all right. That will tell you that Jesus has never failed them. Oh yes, I tell people who get saved, when you pray in the prayer, let me tell you something. My beloved, I know you might have some little trepidation and fear here, but let me tell you something. I've never met anybody who trusted Jesus Christ who said he didn't do what he said he was going to do. I don't know anybody who's turned their back on Jesus and stayed gone if they truly were born again. Not a soul. I've never had anybody to complain to me about Jesus not keeping his word, not doing what he said he would do. Dr. Walford continued, he can and will complete his promises from beginning to end because everything that has a beginning or an end is under his control. Everything. God will see you through. Jesus will see you through. Nothing will stand in the way of him completing the good work that he has begun in us. We can carry on in this world knowing that no matter what happens, he is the consummation point of history. My God, help us. All things have their end in him. But for us, the end, my beloved, is a new beginning, one where we will live in the state of glory for eternity and enjoy the rewards of our King. And the greatest reward will be just to be with him, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is Jesus the Christ. Do you know him? One hymn writer put it this way: upon the throne of Jesus Christ, we've taken up our seat. The world and Satan, sin and self, are all beneath our feet. Christ's finished work did put us here, when once for all he died. No more are we the sinners poor, we're fully glorified. We'll drop our former concepts, Lord, to take this finished way, appropriating each bequest. We'll praise you more each day. We'll heed our high priest's inward call, come forward to the end until we reach the final goal, the New Jerusalem. Can somebody say amen right there? Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you're too much. I can see you with my mind's eye sitting at the right hand of the Father. I surrender all. Holy Father God, thank you for your wonderful Holy Son and our Savior, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, our all in all, Jesus Christ. We give you glory, praise, and honor. And we thank you for what you did here tonight. Under great satanic attack, as you know, from the outside and the inside, unfortunately. But Lord, I thank you for giving me a sweet victory tonight through Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Lord, help these people can see you high and lifted up as I can see you with the mind's eye tonight. And I thank you that you're the guarantor of everything and that everything will be all right, is all right, has been all right, because you're in control in spite of what the devil is doing in the world and in spite of what wicked people are doing in the world and even wicked people in the church. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, save that soul that's nearest hell. Amen. Now, my beloved, if you are not a believer in the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, all the rewards that you receive on earth will one day perish. But by serving the Lord Jesus Christ, after you trust Christ as Savior, you can gain eternal, imperishable, and incorruptible rewards given to you by the grace of God. That's not why you ought to serve the Lord. You ought to serve Him because you love Him. But that's just how good God is. That's just how good Jesus is. So I invite you to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Allow me to show you how you can do that right now. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. That's what this is all about. Jesus came and died on the cross for your sins and for mine. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. And third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful, cruel and wicked and nasty people, and murderers and whoremongers and whores, that includes male whores and female whores, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who worship false gods, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, that is bad news, but I have some good news for you tonight. Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, said in John 3:16, see, just mentioning that Alpha and Omega thing expands your view of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus said, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Perish where? Perish in hell. Everlasting life where? In heaven. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart tonight to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell as a result of your sin. It's not just saved to so that you can have a car and a house and live a better life. All of that may or may not happen. But ultimately, Jesus Christ came, the Alpha and Omega came to save your soul from hell, because that's where your sins were sending you. God and Jesus do not send anybody to hell. They don't want anybody to go to hell. Our sins that we enjoy and we find pleasurable send us to hell. So, dear friend, if you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, pray with me right now the sinner's prayer and ask God to save your soul through Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of your Holy Son Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, just like a criminal deserves jail. Have mercy and grace upon me for Jesus Christ's sake, and forgive me of all of my sins, and help me to repent of my sins as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn away from my old life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, all the way to the end and throughout eternity. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you pray that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, that is, believe in me, he shall be saved. Saved from hell, that is, and shall go in and out and find pasture. In other words, he'll make it. Because Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Everything is going to be all right. Amen, somebody. So, beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good tonight.